Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Fresh Living Talk Radio with your host, Coach Beth and Friends, where we share simple strategies to create lasting, healthy lifestyles. Visit Coach Beth and the Fresh Start community at www.freshstartforhealth.org.
Well, happy Tuesday, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Fresh Living Talk Radio with Coach Beth and Friends. I'm so excited you're here with me this morning. I'm Coach Beth, and I'll be your host today. And oh my goodness, it's a beautiful morning over here in the southwestern desert of Arizona. We've got a beautiful, gentle summer rain coming down, which anyone who's familiar with the desert understands that that's a really big deal. So we are very excited over here with our rainy day. And today we have Grace Swartz with us, and I am very, very excited to introduce her here to you in a second. She's an incredible lady who just has such an incredible message about our health and our overall wellness. And so I'm just thrilled that she's here with us today. We're going to talk about eating to live, and she's going to talk to us about what that actually means for our whole life wellness. So Grace, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. This is so exciting. I'm so happy to be here.
I am excited you're here, yeah. Go ahead and tell us just a little bit about you and what it is that you do as you are ministering to others for their health.
Okay. Well, I am a personal trainer and fitness and Christian fitness instructor. And the interesting thing, I guess, about myself and my business is that, you know, I was just like everyone else. I'm still, of course, just like everyone else. But I came to the realization about health and fitness because I wasn't healthy and fit. I had become overweight. I was like 80 pounds overweight, and I took a serious look in the mirror, which is now definitely part of my program, but took a serious look in the mirror and really just started to talk to myself. And I said, you can do this. You need to do this. This is not healthy. And, you know, I had a mirror along the wall that went from my bathroom to my bedroom, and I had learned the art of never looking into it, that I could walk from the bathroom to the bedroom and never look in the mirror. And one day I was walking on the street in New York City, and I was looking in the window in a jewelry store, and I saw myself. And I was shocked at what I saw. I had never been 189 pounds. I was always about 130 pounds. And in this 1 year, well, 2 years of my life, I just ballooned up to this huge number. Suffice to say, that was a wake-up call, and I began to seriously talk to myself, and I lost the weight. I lost the weight within about six to seven months. I lost about 66 pounds. I had a little setback, gained some of it back, got back down, and then kept it off for 15 years. It really was not a problem. Then one day, I just got out of bed and couldn't move. Long story short, I was checked for everything. I didn't have Hodgkin's or Epstein-Barr or Lyme's disease. I just had this viral thing that lasted in my system for about 6 months or so, and then it went away. But at that point, I realized I needed to know more about health than I did about weight loss. I became a fitness professional, and during that time, then I was still working, but as I was reading and studying, I realized that there was a lot more to health and fitness than just the body. And so I was also on a spiritual journey, and I realized that in order for us to really be healthy, well, whole, fit, that it needed to be a mind, soul, and spirit experience. And
yes,
long story short, Renaissance programs for women and Being with Grace was born. So I am the founder of Being with Grace and Renaissance programs for women. And our program is one of health and wellness for the body, for the soul, and for the spirit. And that's what I have been doing for almost the last now, let's see, after being downsized from corporate America. So I've now been doing this for, I guess, 15 years.
That's so
exciting. And it is a journey.
Yes, a lifelong journey.
I am so excited at the doors and opportunities that it's opened, especially meeting you.
Oh, Grace. We're honored to have you on board. Grace is coming into our Fresh Start Coaching Academy this fall, which we joked about it over our phone call that she doesn't really need another certification. She's coming in for the support and the accountability because her resume looks so good already, but she is coming in for the team and the teamwork to propel her vision for Being with Grace and Renaissance programs further and to reach more people. So we're very, very excited about that. But talk to us. Today on the show, you're going to talk about EAT to live, and we're not just talking about eating food. And I want you to get into this because I think we can talk about eating food. I think that's a very important aspect. We talk about that a lot on this show, how to eat right and eat fresh. But talk to us about what the EAT as an acronym means.
So the acronym of EAT is eating food and as well as other, you know, informational things, educational things, spiritual things. We have to nourish our bodies. So the first letter, the E, is about food and nourishment in all forms. The second letter, A, is about how we act, and that it's very important to be able to take actions, to do things, and to be purposeful in the way that we do them. In other words, not running on autopilot. And the third letter, the T, is how we think. You know, everything that happens starts with a thought. And however you think you are, or think you can be, or think you can do, will be true. Because that is something that we do have power over, although we think that we don't. So that is the basis of the program. And that is everything that I try to encourage all my clients to think about all the time, that we must have nourishment, we must be purposeful, and we must understand that our thoughts are things.
That's so powerful. And I like the acronym because it helps us remember that. So when talk to us about each of those points. Just get into it a little bit and share with us how we can apply that. So anyone who's listening to the show can actually walk away from this show and actually apply what you're talking about. So start with the E and give us a couple of tips.
Well, we definitely, when we think about eating, we know that Hippocrates said it from the beginning, that let your food be your medicine and let your medicine be your food. You know, we rely way too much, I think, here on medicines and pharmaceuticals. We can use our food as medicine, and I think that Fresh Start certainly is a great example of that, that we really need to eat. We can eat to heal our bodies, you know, to heal our bones, to heal our hearts. You know, my husband just went to the doctor the other day. Now, we just celebrated 25 years of marriage. And
congrats.
We went on vacation, and let me tell you, we blew the fitness program. We just enjoyed everything that we wanted to enjoy, knowing, again, this was an act of purposefulness. We were celebrating, and we are very careful in our everyday lives of how we eat. So anyway, long story short, we ate a lot of things that we normally don't, and even the good things that we ate, we probably overindulged. Long story short, he comes home, and he had a regular doctor's appointment, and wouldn't you know it, his cholesterol levels were up. Now, he had a bout with cholesterol some years ago before he became part of the fitness and eating regimen, and they had put him on statins, and he had terrible reactions. So he came into my eating program, finally, after some 20 years of marriage, and, you know, all of that went away. He did not have to go on cholesterol medicine, and everything was fine. So we come back from our trip to Hawaii, and, of course, the doctor gives him his blood test, and, of course, his cholesterol it wasn't dangerous, but, you know, it's hitting that borderline where it had not been. So, of course, the doctor says, it's time to go on statins. And my husband came home. He was very, you know, blue about it. I don't understand. We eat right. We do all these things. Why is this up again? I said, hello. We just spent a two-week retreat to doing anything we wanted to, eating anything we wanted to. I said, let's take another 2 weeks and let's just come back to our program and go ahead and take the test again. And sure enough, no problem. It's all gone.
Wow.
It's way down, you know. So,
yes.
I mean, that's just a little example, but it's an example of two things. Number one, that we do have more control over the things that are going on inside of our bodies than we think we do. And number two, we as a culture are definitely way too quick to prescribe. Now, I'm not saying that statins aren't good, and I'm not saying that people shouldn't pay attention to their doctors at all. But I am saying that if you can align yourself with a medical professional who is in line with maybe first looking at foods and then looking at activities and then looking at non-pharmaceutical before we already jump to pharmaceutical, that would be a healthy thing to do. And even if you are on a prescription, not to just use that as the be-all and end-all, still pay attention to your own body, your own food, and the activities that you should be doing to improve your own health. So
right. That's
very, very important. The other thing about eating that I think is very, very important for people to be aware of is we so often, if we're out to dinner somewhere, or especially if we're at someone's home, we really either sometimes use that as an excuse not to stay with the program that we need to stay with, or we're just too embarrassed and we don't want to, you know, make people feel bad about things. If there is something that you're out, you're in a social situation, it's really not part of your program, you know, if it's a calorie thing, a little taste is fine, but if it's more than that, you've really been working on this and it's going to affect not just the calories but your momentum and your plan, it's really okay to say, you know, this is not part of what I need to be doing right now, and, you know, and enjoy everything else. But you do not have to always eat what's in front of you. So don't let someone else's choices or portion sizes influence your choice. And it's perfectly okay to do that. So we have to sometimes find it in ourselves to be able to say no, or to be able to say half, or to be able to just make the choices that we need to make. And also, you know, not to starve ourselves from things that we really enjoy eating. I mean, one of the things when I first started just the weight loss program, I knew that I was not giving up cheesecake. So it became, how do I balance my other foods so that I can enjoy the things that I truly enjoy? Because when you start to avoid everything that you think you love, you start to feel put upon. You start to feel punished. And that is not a healthy environment for eating anyway. And you know, and the same kind of thing then goes, you know, with the foods that we put into our lives. You know, what are the things that we are reading? What are the things that we are listening to? How can we make good choices so that we are healthy in the way that we think and in the things that we know? You know, the brain is like, if everyone listening right now just takes your right hand and you clench it, you close it, and you hold it closed, and you hold it as closed as you can keep it closed, and you keep your hand like that even for the rest of this program, it starts to feel uncomfortable when you start to open it up. Well, think about your brain and think about the ideas that you have wrapped your mind around for years and years and years. And, you know, we wonder sometimes, why is it so difficult to change? Well, we have created this fist hold in our brain of things that we think are correct.
Yes.
Think they are correct. And, you know, the human brain, our mind works in such a way that what we try to do is always prove that we're right. So when information is gathered, we hold on. We especially notice those things that already agree with what we already think is right. So we are gathering information to help confirm that we are right. We are not usually trying to really find out the answer. And this is just a mindset. It's human nature. It's not like anybody is trying to be negative, but it is the way the brain works. I mean, for instance, if you just bought a brand new blue Pontiac, all of a sudden you are going to start to see more and more of them on the road. It's just the way the brain works. Once you have something or it becomes part of something that you believe, you start to acquire more information gathered around why it's correct. So being aware of that helps us to nourish ourselves with information that is good for us, that maybe broadens our perspective, helps us learn a new way of doing things, you know, because those ideas that we have kept our brains closed around stop us from learning new things and making the changes that we sometimes, and the same, of course, in our spiritual life. I mean, oh my goodness, you know, for years and years, although I was raised as a Catholic, raised as a Christian, again, you start to think that you've got it all together, that, you know, that maybe you are where you need to be spiritually. And, I mean, can I say enough about the fact that just opening the Bible is just such a revelation type of experience.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I'm married 25 years. I was not born again years ago, and now I'm in my Bible every morning. And
yeah,
my husband said to me a couple of weeks ago, well, maybe a couple of months ago, you know, what is it? Because he's not exactly where I am. What is it? I said, you know, every time I open it, there's something exciting. It's like opening a treasure chest. And I'm always learning something new. I said, so it's very exciting for me. So enough said there. We know that Scripture is our nourishment for our spirit. And the more that we can just enjoy the delicacy of His Word, the better we're going to be.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's our spiritual food. For sure. So... And so talk about, you had mentioned, you know, living is a present action. Tell me about that. And if I'm skipping a step, go ahead and fill in. But get into that one for us.
Okay. Well, you know, I think that, and we have heard a lot about this today, you know, people are either looking too much to the past or hoping too much for the future. But truthfully, I mean, it's a today thing. And if we are passing by the things that are happening today, we're not getting the fullness and the richness out of our life. And, you know, whether it's the cliche kind of thing of just being on the corporate treadmill, you know, a husband spending too much time at the office and not taking enough time with the kids, or if it's just the mom who, you know, is so busy shuttling the children around that you can't even enjoy watching the game that you're watching, it's important to realize that your life is a living, growing thing, and to take the pleasure in every moment. You know, I was reading, it might have even been on Facebook, but someone sent through, you know, one of these little vignettes. And, you know, the thing was, what if you wake up tomorrow with only the things that you were grateful for today?
Yeah.
Now, that is quite a statement, because if you have not stopped during your day to appreciate the fact that you can see, that you can hear, that your fingers move, you know, that you're enjoying watching your children, that, I mean, can you imagine the numbers, the multitude of things that are already going right in our lives, regardless of, you know, I know personally, and I also know a lot of people out there are going through struggles, and, you know, some people, you know, there are tragedies going on right now, but still yes. and all, there are so many things, and that, to me, when I read that, even though I think about these things all the time, and I you know, have my little tools and tricks of, you know, what am I grateful for today at the end of the day, but when I heard that, when I actually embrace that, oh my goodness, if I woke up tomorrow with only the things that I had been grateful for today, I actually took time to say thank you for the myriad of things that would be missing. So I think it's important. It's good for us to be able to think back and say, ah, yes, I remember wonderful things. It's very important to set goals and plan for the future. But living and enjoying, I mean, maybe that's the word that would make be more to more people, but enjoying every day, being able to see the glory and the joy and the wonder of every little thing that is actually happening to us now makes your yeah. life so much more blessed.
Yeah, and what I hear you saying, Grace, and what I have seen of the things that you share, because I, by the way, everybody, you've got to go to her Facebook page, Being with Grace, on Facebook. You can search it. She shares wonderful daily thoughts and meditations and tips, and it's just very unique and very wonderful, and I've really enjoyed what you share there. And what I hear you saying, even on today's show and on your page on a consistent basis, is purposeful living. So whether it's eating, whether it's moving, as in exercise and you know, getting out and moving, whether it is in our thoughts and what we're feeding ourselves spiritually, you're talking about living on purpose, which when I first started Fresh Start, when I first started this organization, it was called the Intentional Lifestyle, because that was our goal, was to help people begin to make choices on purpose. And I think when we get in alignment with that and we're like, you know, I'm going to start living my life on purpose, because you're talking about being purposeful even in our gratitude, being purposeful right. in our joy, finding joy. Being purposeful in our food choices and purposeful in our, even in our medical decisions. And do we treat that with a pharmaceutical, or do we try the natural way first? And just getting into alignment with living on purpose. And that's what you do in your program, right? And
right.
to live philosophy. And
you're,
I think, go ahead.
No, you're exactly right. Because far too often people live on autopilot. You know, I mean,
yeah.
you know, the fact of the matter is that we make over 1,000 decisions every day. I mean, that is a fact. It's been proven well beyond. So you start to think about that, and so many things are just automatically done. And when you start to act on purpose, you can put so much more into it. And, you know, I used to go around and speak like at my old high school or college or that kind of thing, and you know, young people are so concerned about whatever decisions they make about their future. And what I always try to impress upon them, or my own children as well, stepchildren, do whatever you're doing to the best that you can do it.
Yes.
Get there early, start on time, do more than you need to do. As you live purposefully, as you act with intention, you start to exceed expectations. You start to have a sense that everything is important. And what happens then is doors of opportunity are open to you, because you're responding in a way that's not automatic. It's resourceful. It's resilient. It has life. It has energy. And people notice that. So it doesn't matter necessarily what the first choice is that you decide to do right out of school, or it doesn't matter, you know, what your first job is. It only matters that you give it your all, that you do yes. it in the way that the Lord would want you to do it. You know, what I remember as a young girl in Catholic school, and the nuns would always say, you know, well, offer it up to the Lord. And, you know, I didn't really understand what that meant. Now I understand what it means. It's all that you're not working for your boss. You know, you're not giving just to your children, to your friends, to your husbands. Everything that we do ultimately is for Him. And when you realize that, right, okay, we are to respect authority. But part of why we respect authority is because we respect God, and we respect Him and the things that He has already put into place. He sees things that we do not see. So this is it's so much bigger than just whoever your boss is, whoever you're reporting to, whoever you're working with. It is part of a much, much bigger picture. And so when you do those things, God opens up other doors of opportunity through people, you know. And yeah. and when we are acting with purpose, you know, again, it's important to be taking time for ourselves because, I mean, okay, so everyone who's listening knows that we're also fitness instructors and, you know, nutrition people. But these are very important things. You must exercise regularly. Your body was not meant to just sit in a car, sit in a computer, you know.
That's right.
Sit in an office. This is not what we were meant to do. So it's important for us to move our bodies. And, you know, one of the things that I tell my clients also is we need to think about the inside of our bodies as well as the outside of our bodies. And I teach 3 Pilates classes a week. And the practice of breathing is very, very important. I was not intending to talk about this, but it came to my mind, so I think God wants me to say it. So if you are anyone sitting, watching, listening, you know, take a nice deep breath and just kind of see where you think that breath is going. You know, are you feeling it in your forehead? Are you feeling it? Are you feeling your collarbone rise up? I want you to redirect it. I want you to take your hands. I want you to put them on your tummy. I want you to think of your stomach as a big balloon. And when you breathe in, I want you to think about the breath coming in through your nose, kind of hitting the back of your skull, going all the way down and filling up your stomach. Fill it up. I want you to take a deep breath, inhale, and as you inhale, I want you to fill your tummy. As you exhale, I want you to feel your stomach come in. I want you to really pull it in as if it were going, pushing it all the way back to your spine. If you take those over-exaggerated breaths and then move them down to a normal breath, that's the way you should be breathing. Your stomach should fill, your diaphragm, not your stomach, but that area. And when you exhale, your tummy should pull in. If anyone out there has a newborn at home and you just watch the breath. If the baby's on its back and watch the baby breathe, and you'll see their little tummy fill up and then it goes down. That's the way we should breathe. What we have trained ourselves to do is to use only 20% of our lung capacity, which is the very top of our lungs, which is why you find that people breathe in and what they do is they puff up their chest. And then it goes down. In the meantime, they're really not breathing at all. And this is important for 2 reasons. The first reason is you're oxygenating your brain. And the second reason is that when you start to use your diaphragm the way you're supposed to use it, you're actually massaging those muscles. You've got organs in there. You've got your kidneys, your lungs, your heart. You've got glands, everything needs, you know, think about if you were not touched for the next 20 years, that wouldn't feel so good. You need to touch those organs. You need to just breathe and touch them, massage them, and you'll see that will make a difference. At the beginning,
Grace, we are completely out of time, woman. I was supposed to interrupt you 2 minutes ago. You are amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much. You guys go to Being with Grace on Facebook and beingwithgrace.com. Connect with Grace. Grace, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, you are so welcome. I'd love to come back again and tell you all about prayer in motion.
Yes, we need to do that. You have a wonderful day. Thank you guys
you
for
too.
Joining us.
Thank you, everyone.
You
God
all
bless
have a wonderful
all.
Day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Fresh Living Talk Radio with your host, Coach Bess and Friends, where we share simple strategies to create lasting, healthy lifestyles. Visit Coach Bess and the Fresh Start community at www.freshstartforhealth.org.